One of my top priorities is teaching you how to clean and saving you money. And I'm never going to give you a DIY recipe that, sort of works. I'm going to give you a recipe that works because I'm not into wasting time and neither are you. So in this video, I'm going to share with you 7 DIY cleaning recipes. I know we've talked about tons of recipes before. You guys love them and I love sharing them with you. And again, if I can save you money and help you clean better, that's what I'm gonna do. And remember to stick around to the end of this video because we have another Makers Clean sale coming and I wanna tell you all about it. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't done so already, to subscribe to the Clean My Space channel and give this video a thumbs up for Chad.
Woohoo!
Just quickly before we get into the recipes, I wanna give you a couple of pointers off the top. Now, first and foremost, at the CMS HQ, we don't just pull recipes off the internet and throw them out there for you. We either test them if we hear about them or we make them up ourselves after we've done testing because we only wanna share things that we know actually work and will help you clean better. Now, the other thing I wanna mention is that oftentimes you'll notice with DIY recipes, a lot of the ingredients are the same, from dish soap, baking soda, vinegar, rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, essential oils. When we make up these ingredients or test them, we are always mindful about the surfaces that we're using on and the intended outcome of the cleaning. Do we want to remove grease? Do we want to get really good shine? Are we trying to create a nice scent in the space? What do we have to take into consideration? Do we have a surface that could potentially be damaged by something? So these recipes, there really is a lot of thought that goes into them, but you will notice a lot of the base ingredients are the same because they work and they're cheap. You can only do so much to keep a fridge clean. Yeah, you can have a box of baking soda in there, but if somebody puts a smelly old block of blue cheese or some meat in there and the meat drippings get everywhere, or a sticky bottle of maple syrup, yep, there's my Canadian coming out, your fridge is eventually gonna get pretty crusty, so it needs a good cleaning. And to do that, use this recipe. All right, grab a clean spray bottle and fill it with 1 cup of hot water. Then you're gonna add 1/2 cup of white vinegar. To that, you're gonna add 1/2 teaspoon of dish soap and finish it off with 20 drops of lemon essential oil. Give it a good shake. Obviously, oil and water don't mix, so you wanna make sure you've got everything nice and mixed up. You're gonna give your fridge a good old spritz down. You can remove shelves if you like, give it a nice wipe, and you're good. You'll notice that we're using a lot of lemon essential oils in this particular recipe and hot water, and that's very deliberate. The lemon not only helps to cut grease, but it also leaves a nice, of course, lemony fresh scent in your fridge. Go figure. And the hot water helps to break down any of the schmutz that's been caked onto your fridge over time. So when you're doing this, make sure that you glove up. Laminate floors and hardwood floors are often a point of concern for people that have them. They seem to be very overwhelming to clean, but it's quite simple. And I'm gonna give you just a little caveat here. If you've just installed brand new floors, I get it. They're sensitive little flowers, they're delicate, you wanna make sure you treat them well. So, if making your own recipes makes you nervous, go out and buy the store-bought stuff. But if your floors have lived a little, like mine, you're willing to make your own recipe and save a little bit of money. For hardwood floors, you're gonna add 2 cups of water, 1/2 cup of white vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon of dish soap. Mix that in a clean spray bottle and give it a good shake. You can use this with a flathead mop, spraying your floor section by section and working in a W pattern. With laminate floors, the biggest complaint that people have is the haziness that they see. And oftentimes that's because they're using a hardwood floor cleaner on something that's not hardwood. So rather than using an oil or a soap-based cleaner, we're gonna be using something that helps lift up the dirt and dry quickly without leaving streaks or haziness behind. In a clean spray bottle, you're gonna mix 1/2 cup of water with 1/2 cup of rubbing alcohol and 1/2 cup of white vinegar. Since this doesn't smell great, you can add 10 drops of your favorite essential oil. It's optional, but why wouldn't you do it? Give your spray bottle a good shake, and again, just apply it to your floor section by section, use a flathead mop, and wipe in a W pattern. If you're looking to score extra points, you can always do your wet mopping first using an S pattern, wringing out your mop really well, or using a flathead mop. And actually, we have a mopping video. I will link that for you down below. Or you can do your wet mop and then follow it up with a dry mop. And that would involve something like a flathead mop with a microfiber cloth stuck on top of it. Just do a quick little sweep up of any excess moisture, and whether you have laminate or hardwood floors, they will shine beautifully. I might be a little bit out of tune with pop culture, but I have yet to hear a rapper sing about having dirty white sneakers. So if you want to have clean white sneakers, which actually is a thing for me, and I will tell you guys this, I've had a pair of white Adidas for the past 2+ years, and I use this recipe on them. I keep them so clean, and aside from the fact that the inside of my ankles have rubbed together and have worn the inner bits of the shoe, the outside and the base of the sneakers look perfecto. So here's what you got to do to make up that recipe. Get yourself some baking soda, a cleaning toothbrush, and some laundry detergent. You're just mixing up equal parts here, so a tablespoon and a tablespoon is perfect. Give it a good stir with your toothbrush, apply it to the stained area, scrub it like you're cleaning your teeth, like you're seeing the dentist the next day, and then rinse it off, and you'll see your shoes come nice and clean. I never quite understood the breadth of foot odor. Sorry, Chad, until I met Chad, who's standing right off to my right and giving me a very dirty look right now. But here we go. Since meeting Chad, I have experienced Dorito feet, blue cheese toes. I don't know if you guys have any funny names for smelly feet, but that's just what came off the top of my head. Now, the way that foot odor kind of happens is as follows. You take your foot, which sweats like any other part of your body, and you stick it into a shoe, which collects bacteria, dirt, all that kind of stuff. It's a warm, dark environment. It'll become moist as your foot sweats. So if you don't wear a sock to absorb the sweat, or if you have especially sweaty feet, your shoes are going to smell. Now, you can spend a lot of money on a foot powder, or you can make your own, and the one that we make is super effective. In fact, I made a video all about that, and I will link it for you down below. And just so that I stay married to Chad, I'll throw myself under the bus here. I find in my shower, and I think it's because I use Castile soap as body wash, I get a lot of soap scum in there. Now, soap scum, as we know, is formed from dried water, your dead skin cells, body oils, and any mineral deposits, and anything that comes out of your soap, which is why I think Castile soap really does lead to a lot of soap scum. Either way, there's a great way to prevent soap scum from forming. You can either squeegee your walls, which I've shared with you guys a million times, but a lot of you aren't into that idea because it seems like extra work, or you can spritz a daily shower spray onto your tiles and your tub, and that way you'll prevent any of that soap scum from forming in the first place. Mix a half cup of water with 1 cup of white vinegar and 20 drops of tea tree essential oil. Give this mixture a good shake and spritz it in your shower after each shower. Do it for the tub and the tiles. Hold your breath and step out real quick. It doesn't smell wonderful. The ingredients here, quite simply, help combat any of that gunk that might stick to your shower walls from forming. That's really what the vinegar is for. And the tea tree offers the added protection of preventing that mold and mildew from forming in your shower. So that pinky orange stuff, or some of the darker color like the black brown stuff that might form, which of course would be there if moisture is present and you haven't been properly ventilating your bathroom. The cleaning product I use the most at home is a counter cleaner, because the thing that gets messiest the quickest is the counter, whether it's in the kitchen or the bathroom. So to make up this product, we're looking for something basic, simple, but effective. And of course, it has to be safe for all surfaces, which is why it is such a simple recipe. Mix 2 cups of water with 1 teaspoon of dish soap and 20 drops of your favorite essential oil, because essential oils add a nice scent and they can really help clean counters by lifting up dirt, grease, grime, and killing bacteria. Having great cleaning products is half of the cleaning battle. The other half is having great cleaning tools. And what better cleaning tools to use than Maker's Clean microfiber cloths, go figure. And I wanted to tell you guys about our 7-day summer sale. Try saying that 3 times fast. You can visit makersclean.com to learn more. I will link that for you down below. But here are the details. We have decided to offer 25% off all of our small space and large space kits over at makersclean.com. You can click that link down below. It'll take you right over there. But I am gonna warn you guys, because this happens every time we do a sale, no matter how much we up our inventory, we sell out. So if you've been holding off and you really want to get those cloths, or if you've heard other people talk about them and you think now's the time, you couldn't be more right, because you're going to save 25%. So visit makersclean.com and get that 7-day summer sale on your side today. Here are a couple of other videos I think you're going to love. And if you want to learn more about Maker's Clean microfiber cloths, you can click this button right over here. There's a button down there that lets me know you care. So click it if you liked this video, and click this button right here to subscribe and begin your journey to a cleaner life. Thanks so much for watching, and we'll see you next time.